KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man accused of stealing millions of rands worth of minerals in the KZN North Coast has been remanded in custody. Sidwell Mkatra appeared in the Gwambonambi Periodical Court yesterday. The 40-year-old was arrested in Gauteng on Friday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says police began investigating him last year.
The night of 3 March 2024, members of Operation Vala Umgodi and Gwambonambi police officers responded to reports of a truck which was intercepted on Tseleni Road carrying over 800,000 rand worth of suspected stolen zircon from Richards Bay Minerals. The truck driver abandoned the truck and fled from the scene, but left his documents inside the truck, including identity documents and driver's license. After several tracking and tracing operations, the suspect was cornered and arrested at a residence in Jamestown.
He says Mkatra also allegedly delivered stolen RBM minerals to Ispingo worth over 24 million rand, which police recovered. Mkatra is due back in court next week for a bail application. A homeless advocacy group believes eThekwini's plan to relocate the homeless to Lower Ilovo is destined to fail. The Dennis Hurley Centre is reacting to the city's recent meeting with residents over the construction of the Sakitemba shelter. Last week, Deputy Mayor Zandile Mnyeni said the facility is not a shelter, but rather a rehab centre for those seeking change. The Dennis Hurley Centre's Raymond Perrier says while they welcome the project, several concerns remain.
The municipality has been running safe open sleeping spaces for the last 5 years since COVID, and they've had between 200, 250 people staying in those different sites. So those are right in the middle of town. They're relatively manageable numbers. And yet, in those 5 years, they've done absolutely nothing to provide social work, to provide rehabilitation, to help reunite people with their families. And so they just became dumping grounds for people.
He's urged the city to work with NGOs for real solutions. In Gauteng, Metalworkers Union NUMSA will today picket outside the offices of Denel in Centurion. The union says it wants to expose the state-owned entity for refusing to grant workers their wage increases. NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi-Majola says management has declined to grant salary rises for the past 5 financial years.
During lockdown, the company went under business rescue, and for months, workers did not receive any salaries at all. Workers at Denel have suffered unbelievable cruelty at the hands of the board and, by extension, government, which has been attempting to privatize the entity.
And in the UK, MPs have voted to decriminalise abortion in England and Wales. Two doctors still need to approve a termination up to 24 weeks, but women seeking to end a pregnancy outside of that will no longer face the threat of arrest or prosecution. It's part of a wider bill still going through Parliament. Those against the proposal argue both lives matter, while others believe the law calls for compassion. In a clip from Sky News, Sonia Adesara from Doctors for Choice UK says she's relieved.
Slightly emotional. This is something that we've been campaigning for many years. This is a vote today that also signifies to the rest of the world that this country is pro-choice and pro-women and puts women and their healthcare first.
The top story, a man accused of stealing millions of rands worth of minerals in the KZN North Coast has been remanded in custody. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.